Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. I hope you're enjoying your beautiful scenery of a very beautiful fall day. A lot of good fall colors.
Yeah, beautiful out there right now. Drive down Ward Parkway. That may be the most beautiful fall scene in all of Kansas City. And after last night's rain, everything's moist. It's great.
We'll get into the cover two at about 8:25, where we tell you the two things we are watching this weekend outside of the Chiefs game.
Moist.
Somebody says when they hear the word moit, it makes me think of Dusty's moan. Okay. We talked about earlier today about the Chiefs and the Raiders. And I find it weird that people hate the Chiefs because I would totally understand it.
What's hateable about them?
Other than winning,
what's hateable about
having a cheat code at quarterback, having the cheat code at head coach? I think that, you know, you envy, which envy is just, I don't know, hate is just love disguised by jealousy.
Oh, no question. And I think that's ultimately what it is because, you know, certain teams, like, you could hate certain people on certain teams. Like, Bill Belichick cheated, right? Like, Tom Brady cheated, right? Michael Jordan played baseball. I understand why people hate, like, certain people, right? But there's nothing to hate about Patrick Mahomes. There's nothing to hate about Andy Reid. Like, they're genuinely great human beings who are just, you know, awesome, and you want to hang out with them and be around them and root for them. Like, there are teams like that you can easily hate for obvious reasons. Deshaun Watson, you can hate that guy because he's a creep, you know.
There's
just nothing hateable about this team. And I think that's, you know, part of the narrative that's going along with this is, like, people are just throwing their hands up and they're just giving in now because they do realize that, yeah, the Chiefs are just good. They're not a hateable organization.
Yeah, go to Denver, Los Angeles, or, you know, anywhere else that the Chiefs play and beat people senselessly all the time and ask them that question. But again, it's not like the Chiefs ever do the talking.
You got the Jordan rules, and I'm calling out from now on, as long as I'm here, the Patrick Mahomes rules. So you remember when Jordan was going through it with the Pistons, all those guys in the 80s before he came, Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, the Pistons used to whoop his ass. Anytime he came to the hole, elbows, feeling them, love taps. We touched them. We're in the head mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'm touching you.
Roddy White had this to say about the Chiefs on Josina Anderson's.
The NFL has been very favorable to the Kansas City Chiefs. They should appreciate it. Because I'm telling you, man, they could, right now, they could be 1-5.
Could be 1-5, but they're not. And then you get...
Wait, I just don't understand. They could be 1-5. Where? Which games?
I don't. I mean, I guess realistically they could be 3-2.
Well, they could be 0-6.
He's going to tell you Baltimore, Cincinnati, Atlanta, and one of those last three. I don't know. I can get to 2-4 in his logic, but not
how.
You lose the Baltimore game, you lose the Cincinnati game, and you lose the Atlanta game.
Atlanta makes right
decisions. They won by 7, which is a blowout in the NFL. Then they won the following week.
But those aren't the ones we're talking about.
I mean, I'm just looking at the. I don't know where we get 1-5.
No, hypothetically, I get it. 1-5. It's not there.
No, it's not.
And then Jack Jones, the defensive back, who had a pick 6 last year on Christmas Day.
Does that kind of help your game, just not having that intimidation by a guy like Mahomes?
No, I ain't intimidated by him. I don't think nobody in this locker room intimidated by him. I mean, it's good players all across the league. He a good player, so, you know, we see guys every week, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we focus on us more than we are about him, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, the media will make a lot about storylines heading in, but is there anything to that you think on the Chiefs' end that they're coming in with a little something extra in the tank?
Of course. I mean, obviously, get back. I mean, the video that we had at the beginning of the year, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot to go into it, but, I mean, it's not like we finna back down and turn it down. We gonna, you know, step up and do what we got to do and do what's necessary to try to come out victorious.
How do you guys kind of match up to that then? If they got something extra, how do you guys bring something extra?
Yeah, we'd be more extra than them. As simple as that, you know. We're going to match the energy and then add some energy. Mm.
So, again, not intimidated, which I kind of love that, right? You shouldn't be intimidated.
You're a grown man, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But you have to be, you know, smart about how you say it.
Of course.
Right? And, you know, maybe you could be like intimidated. No. I mean, you don't want it. You could be like, yeah, you don't ever want to have that mindset. You know, we respect who he is as a quarterback. We know we beat him last year, but, you know, we use that as motivation going forward. Instead, I don't think we're intimidated by anybody. Just ramble. And then Cam Stewart of Sirius whatever.
I'm taking the Las Vegas Raiders against the Chiefs. I love this narrative this week. Oh, yep. The Chiefs getting better. Throwing more money on my money pile, my future bets, blah, 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 blah. I get it. The Chiefs are the best team in football. I'll admit it. Did I bet the 49ers like a stooge last week? Yes. Did I expect Brock Purdy to throw all those interceptions? No. Did I expect Deebo Samuel not to play? No. But here's the deal. The Raiders always play these guys tough. I don't give up. And when I see Patrick Mahomes doing his little stupid dance around the sideline, I want somebody to put him on his ass, and I want him to stay down.
Mm. What dance
Stop
is Patrick
letting
Mahomes?
This guy run the show. Stop being friendly to this team.
What he did last week in San Francisco, the little fakes and all that sort of thing.
Oh, that's considered a dance now instead of just a good football move and like deking somebody. Like in hockey, we used to call that a deke, right? Mm. Like you deke the guy. Mm. That's what Patrick Mahomes does. A little hockey involved there with Patrick Mahomes. I wouldn't call that a dance. I would call that being smarter than everybody else. And for that guy right there, like you're an idiot. Continuing to put money on bets against the Chiefs is a stupid move. And if you really, really want to make smart bets, bet on the Chiefs to win every single week. I know it's probably not going to be a great payout just betting the money line, but at the end of the day, you're going to be in the positive. You're going to be in the black, as they like to call it, if you have the opportunity to bet on the Chiefs every week to win on the money line. You're going to make money on that. And so for those folks who continually bet against the Chiefs because they think it's due or it's going to happen, you're wasting your money. Just give me your $20. Give me your $30 or whatever the case may be that you're going to bet against this team to lose because you're just throwing money out the window. This team is on a mission. This team has set goals for themselves. And the one thing that they want to do more than anything else is be the greatest team that has ever lived and the greatest dynasty that has ever lived. You go undefeated and win the Super Bowl, you accomplish those goals. And you know what? Patrick Mahomes wants that more than anybody inside that locker room, more than Andy Reid. I don't think Andy Reid, we go undefeated, great. We don't, no big deal. We win the Super Bowl, great. No big, you know how Andy is, very, very understated. But this matters for Patrick Mahomes. And that's where we get back to the conversation we had earlier about Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers and leadership versus not leadership and guys wanting to play with Patrick Mahomes and not with Aaron Rodgers. If the organization and the players in this locker room know and understand how important this is for Patrick Mahomes and his legacy, they will go out there and they will run the table because Patrick's not going to say, hey, for my legacy, I need to go 17-0. But I think this organization knows if we want him to pass Tom Brady now, go undefeated in the regular season, win a Super Bowl, you've passed Tom Brady. You've done something that nobody else in this era has been able to do, save the 72 Dolphins, and they don't count. They played a 14-game schedule and one playoff game. So you go 17-0, you win the Super Bowl. It changes the franchise's legacy, yes, but it also changes the legacy of Patrick Mahomes. It immediately makes him the greatest quarterback that's ever played in this league. And I believe that the guys inside that locker room feel that they owe that to Patrick Mahomes. And so they're going to go out there and they're going to play at a level that they haven't played at before in the regular season in order to make sure that Patrick Mahomes is the head of the history books when it comes to who the greatest quarterback is in the NFL. And when you have a guy that everybody wants to win for, like Patrick Mahomes, and win with, they go out there and they execute. That's why these people on the national level that just continue to talk about ways that the Chiefs are going to lose and who's going to beat the Chiefs and all this kind of stuff, it may be giving you content, but it's all gobbledygook. It's nonsense because the Chiefs aren't losing.
Take the gabagool. You know what makes that even sweeter if they go under?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or Unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defeated, win a Super Bowl? Other than passing the Patriots' legacy and Tom Brady, you know who has to crown the Chiefs' three-peat champions?
Who?
Tom Brady.
Are they doing the Super Bowl this year?
Fox is doing the Super Bowl.
Oh, even more.
Yes. Huh? Yeah. So you thought John Elway giving Mahomes a trophy and Andy Reid was sweet.
Yeah.
Imagine the Chiefs winning a three-peat on an undefeated season, and Tom Brady goes, there it is, your new three-peat champions, undefeated team, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah. Doing two things that Tom Brady was never able to do.
I feel like if the Chiefs go undefeated, everybody from that 72 Dolphins team would just die.
They're miserable old men.
They just sit around waiting for every team to finally lose their first game.
And then
they
make it right, make it win.
14-game season.
Go to bed, Grandpa.
Forever.
Let's have a champagne toast, but it's prune juice now because I pooped myself.
Let's get to the cover, too.
Oh, wait.
Thanks for listening.
Where are you?
Okay.
All right.
No, we do this every week. Cover 2, not sponsored yet, but somebody could step up. Normally there's NFL
Based
music.
Based on this, who the hell would want to?
Oh, man. Clean it up. Cover 2, sorry. I'll start this one. No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. My cover 2 this weekend, no surprise, Caleb Williams is number 1. He comes off of a bye week versus a very good team in the Washington Commanders. I don't know yet if Jalen Daniels is going to play. Obviously, they will evaluate him today. Essentially, if he practices today, he's going to play on Sunday. Commanders and Bears, big game. If Daniels doesn't play, it shows that he can and Caleb Williams can win. That means that Caleb Williams can prove to everybody he truly belongs in the Rook of the Year conversation. The Bears want to prove they can stay in the hunt in the NFC North. Minnesota loses again last night.
Minnesota done?
No, not at all. No, they're not done at all.
That division?
It's tough, but they still
three teams are going to make it.
Yeah. But in the NFC North, you win. You kind of give fight that you're still there. You're competing with everybody else in your division, Packers, Lions, Vikings as well, in that NFC North gauntlet. And a win versus a big team like Washington will be a shot in the arm for Mr. Williams as his race for Rookie of the Year against Mr. Daniels continues. I'm really hoping that they both play. I would love to see that. That's a noon game. That's got all my attention, even though red zone. I guarantee you Hanson will be on that every single minute of every single opportunity. The other one is Miami. Miami's getting stale fast, man. Why? Because they're getting closer and closer to becoming the most hated team to me in the NFL. Tyreek Hill is cringy, constantly tweeting. Then he's like, strike the band, the band's back together, start me in fantasy.
You know, when they say the people who talk a lot, they're trying to distract right. from everything else. Like Tyreek Hill knows they're in such a bad situation. Yeah. He's trying to distract everybody.
Tua's back. I understand people don't believe in the guardian cat, but again, it may not be the safest thing in the world, but at least it's an attempt to try something. And Tua's like, nah, I'm good. You know, don't worry about me. I'm fine. Well, I do want to worry about you because I've seen you lying helplessly on the field 3 times in your career already, and you're not even 30 years old. Not only that, at practice the other day, they were playing that I Put That Blank On by Antonio Brown, who we all know what his mantra is on Twitter, like CTE, whatever it is.
CTE, ESPN.
Yeah, he leans into it. He's a terrible person. And they're playing his song at a practice during a quarterback who just came out of concussion protocol for 6 weeks.
Gross.
I can't feel sympathy anymore, though, for Tua.
Especially with the whole team leaning into it. And then I wanted to like Mike McDaniels. I really, really did. But now he just gives me the kind of vibe of, like, the substitute teacher that's not really sticking to the script of what the teacher left him. He's just trying to be cool with the students. I think he wants to be Sean McVay in a very, very bad way. He doesn't wear the joggers like McVay did last night. He looked a lot better wearing them. And I really just hope Kyler and the Birds blow him out. Coming off a big win against the Chargers on Monday night. It is a short week, far travel, Arizona to Tampa Bay, or Tampa Bay to Miami. But look, beat Miami. It's just, to me, it's rotten. It's no longer fun. It's not a story that I care about. I thought the offense was fun a couple years ago. So I'm hoping the Cardinals get the job done. So I'm watching Caleb Williams against Washington. Hopefully Daniels plays so I can watch both of them. And then I'm just trying to see the train derail in Miami because a team that everybody felt sorry for and was kind of like hoping they'd do the right thing. You're playing Antonio Brown's music. You're not really addressing the situation in the room. You don't care. and it's old and it's stale and it's rotten and I'm over it. So I hope the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray go out there and blow them out.
Yeah, I think for the Miami situation, I'm not going to feel sorry for Tua anymore. You're taking now matters into your own hands, and I don't agree with the fact that Tua is playing. I'm not a doctor, but I have a conscience, and I know consciously it is not right for Tua to be playing in the NFL anymore. Now, play at your own risk, sir. And if I'm the NFL, I'm canceling his insurance at this point in time.
And my bad, the Bears in Washington, they play at 325. They flexed that game.
That game has been flexed to a later game. But my cover two this weekend, the first one I'm going to be watching is Baltimore versus Cleveland. And the reason why I'm going to be paying attention to this one is, again, I'd like to see Cleveland lose. But also, I'm now interested in Baltimore. I heard this week from Mike Greenberg on ESPN that there's no way he thinks the Baltimore Ravens are ever going to lose a game with Derrick Henry.
Listen, I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys. All that making fun of me you did when I said he's the MVP of the league. And oh, no, everyone yelled at me. He's not even the MVP on his own team. Derrick Henry is the difference. You watch that team with him, they are markedly different. Lamar is brilliant. He's been brilliant a long time. This team is markedly different. Because of that,
you remember? Hold on. You remember?
So Lamar's not the MVP of his team just because he's been good for a long time.
No, he threw five touchdown passes.
Henry, I want to focus on
in the same way that Randy Moss was the difference when he came to New England. Tom Brady was already a great quarterback, but that elevated everything, basically to the point of being unstoppable. Yes. And that's what this guy has done. If this guy is healthy, nobody beats the Ravens.
Even though he was healthy and he had two losses to start the season, he's not the MVP because they're 4-2. The Chiefs are 6-0. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. So Mike Greenberg told me this team is never losing. I'm going to see what they want to do against the Cleveland Browns this weekend and see how good Baltimore can really be now that the pressure's on, because everybody's talking about the Ravens. How do they play as a 4-2 team versus an 0-2 team? And then the other game, Tennessee versus Detroit. Detroit is the biggest favorite they've ever been since 1996.
What is it, like 11.5?
Mac wasn't even born last time the Lions were big a favorite.
That's true.
1996, you have to go back to the last time the Lions were 10.5 point favorites.
It's 11
is it up to 11 and a half now? Yeah. I saw 10 and a half the other day. But the biggest favorite they've been in almost 30 years.
Chiefs now 9.5.
9.5 point favorites. That's good. That's much better than the 10.
And yeah, they're up to 11.5.
11.5 point favorites. So like I said, the biggest favorite ever.
Wow.
I think Baltimore and Detroit are the two teams that obviously could go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs. So I'm going to be watching those two teams from here on out to see how good they really are, and to see how good Detroit's going to be without Aiden Hutchinson in that lineup on a consistent basis, right? They were good last week. They played Minnesota, tough
game. No Jameis Williams either.
Yeah, I know, and that guy being out too now changes the dynamic a little bit. So maybe Minnesota isn't out of it, right? Because Detroit, I don't think they're going to lose to Tennessee.
Laporta stock.
Seriously.
The moon.
Finally.
Right. So he's going to finally get some catches, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to watch Detroit, because I do think they're the best team in the NFC right now. Yeah. Can they beat the Chiefs? I'm not ready to say that yet, especially with Aiden Hutchinson not in the lineup.
Well, yeah, and it's like if they can't rush the passer against the Titans, you know, I know Aiden Hutchinson, but then they may be on the move for a pass rusher. So that's definitely,
they better hurry up because we're Tuesday is seven, so they can watch Sunday.
Then they've got 48 hours after Sunday to really make a decision if they're going to go for it.
It's also fun to root for Detroit.
It is.
Like before the Chiefs won.
They're a good story. Myself included, hand of the sky. I laughed and mocked Dan Campbell on the kneecap. I was like, this guy's not going to work.
Right.
He's too intense. I was wrong. I was way wrong. I love Amon-Ra St. Brown's story. He knows every receiver drafted ahead of him and their school. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be, by the end of the season, RB1 in all sorts of fantasy leagues, dynasty, full point, half point standard. And they're just a fun team, and I like rooting for them, and it's going to make it so much sweeter when the Chiefs beat in the Super Bowl and then become that much more hated.
I think we all like rooting for them because they've always been so bad, and you kind of felt bad. And then Thanksgiving rolls around, and you watch them on Thanksgiving. It just feels right, and then you forget about the Lions, and they're never on national TV.
And then you think the slipper's going to fall off, and it hasn't.
And it hasn't this year, right? And you know, I think they're the best team in the NFC. We'll see if they're able to
keep
that up.
No question.
And they got those black jerseys.
And the black jerseys add to it as well. Like, sexy. You see those uniforms. But their uniforms, top to bottom, start to finish, beginning to end, they may be the best uniforms in the NFL, all told.
Binkley's in the house.
I told you he wouldn't be here until about this time.
Nailed it.
Cincinnati season's on the line yet again. Okay, it's basically going to be that way for the rest of the year.
Long as they keep winning. As soon as they lose, I think
I bet you're rooting for them this weekend.
Who do they have this weekend?
He'll tell you.
The Jets?
They host the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend.
Actually, I'll root for Philadelphia this
week. Really? Yeah. Wow, okay, I'm surprised. Yeah,
eliminate the Bengals, get rid of them, kick them to the curb.
That's fair. They have to win this game, so where are they? They're trying to see. They're 3-5. So if they don't win this game, they've got the Ravens at Baltimore in 2 weeks. All of a sudden, you're 4-7. You got to go undefeated the rest of the year. I think you'd be done. So
what are they right now? 3-5?
3-5.
So they lose this weekend, they're 3-6, right?
Yeah.
And so they would have to win 3 more games just to get back to even.
Yeah, that's one way to think about it. To me, you got to win 10 games to get in the playoffs. If you're 3-6, you got to go 7-1 the rest of the season. That's a lot to ask. So you need to win this weekend if you're Cincinnati. Yeah, and honestly, I'll be rooting for the Birds as well, even though I hate Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I don't like anything about them. No, but I want the Bengals to be just
done.
Out.
I'm done. I don't want to talk about them
I'm
anymore.
I'm rooting for Cincinnati. I want Nick Sirianni done more than I want Cincinnati done.
I think he's done either way at the end of this season. Like I think so. You don't fire a coach. Loser organizations fire these coaches midseason. Like the Jets are prime example. They'll let him finish this thing out, and then they'll get rid of him at the end of the year.
Okay, so they're 3-4.
3-4.
Cincinnati 3-4, so they can get to 500 right now.
Oh,
so
the Bengals are 3-4.
3-4. Okay. Yep, changes a little bit.
But still, 3-5, then you're looking at week 10 exactly. Before you're even back.
And you
got to
play at Baltimore. You got to play the Steelers twice, which isn't as much of a gimme as maybe some thought. And then now we're at this point in the NFL season where we are seeing repeat matchups. So you can tell we're kind of getting into the midst of this. Falcons versus Bucks a few weeks ago, one of the best Thursday night football games of all time. Mm-hmm. Kirk threw for over 500 yards. Well, those two teams are playing again this weekend. A little bit different of a story now. I want to see Baker without his weapons. Like everyone's crowning him. Listen, I was wrong on Baker. I said he was a backup quarterback 2 years ago. One of my worst takes in the NFL in history. Okay, he's great.
At least you admit your bad takes. Yeah, Some people stand by.
It's a bad take. Yeah. It's a bad take. One of my best friends, a Bucks fan, he's never let me live it down. I get it. Now he's got it. His two Pro Bowlers are out. What can you do?
Yeah, he's not Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
Don't expect much.
Feed the local kid who plays running back.
Nobody else in this league can do what Patrick Mahomes can do with
not
no
even
weapons,
close.
Right? And so, like, if this were the Chiefs and they lost Evans and Godwin, I'd be like, they'll be fine.
They lost
Hollywood Brown or Rasheed Rice,
and they've been fine.
Exactly.
Now they're not Evans and Godwin, right. But I mean, they're the one and two wide receivers.
They lost their ones and twos, right? As they say. But Baker Mayfield's not that guy for me. I look at Baker Mayfield, I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter that he doesn't have Godwin and he doesn't have Evans. He's going to be just fine. Oh, and by the way, you don't have Andy Reid standing on the side. I don't even know who their offensive coordinator is.
I don't know.
Know the name anyway. It's not the guy with the Kangol hat on anymore who drove a taxi cab and then went
Kangol?
Down there. The Kangol.
Oh.
I just don't think, I can't use the same logic that I use for the, why not, Bob? Patrick Mahomes is better than everybody else. Baker Mayfield is a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is a superstar.
So Bob covers Baltimore versus Cleveland and Detroit. I cover Kayla Williams and Miami. And Matt covers Cincinnati and the Falcons versus Bucks.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.